unites in the racist with truth. Instead of dividing them with lies, we're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Thursday already. And surprisingly, right now it's not raining in L.A., but apparently it rained all night last night. It was amazing. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. We got a lot of stuff to go over today to cover. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. I want to remind you that it is a spiritual battle, a warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong, and that at all point in every given situation, Satan is trying to influence you to do the things you wouldn't ordinarily do, that you may end up destroying yourself in every little given thing. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself and then admit that you're wrong, and it's amazing. So it's, you're either influenced by good or you're influenced by evil. No such thing as racism, sexism, homophobiaism, Islamphobiaism, deadbeat-dad-ism, white supremacism. No ism. It's either right or wrong, good or evil. And you have people who have returned to the Father, and they're on the side of good. And those who have not returned, they're still in a fallen state, on the side of evil. And if you get to know yourself, you will see that. You really would. And once you see it, you can overcome it. And what's happening in my country today is amazing to me. And by the way, I am not an African-American. I don't have an Afro. I have an Amerifro. There are no African drums beating in my chest. The American guitar playing in my heart. As black as the Ace of Spades, born on a plantation, raised on that plantation under the Jim Crow laws, but 100% American. And I am grateful. There is a spiritual order to life, and that order is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. And what's happening today, and it started a long time ago, 60 or 70 years ago, and maybe before that, but that's when I became aware, where men have been under attack over and over again. And there is a mission given to the children of Satan to destroy the man. Because once you destroy the man, it's easy to destroy the women and children. You can, Satan can just deceive them, and they would do all kind of crazy things that usher in, bring in evil. Because the light of the woman is going out, goes out when the light of man goes out, when he turned away from the Father. And women are not going to be able to make the right decisions because their decisions are based on emotions, what they think and feel, and Satan is influencing the mind, folks. Your thoughts are not your own. And that's why the woman needs the light of man, which is the light of God, to shine through him that she might see her way. Look around you at what's happening now. It's mind-blowing. The more you bring these women in, the worse things are getting. Look at the schools. Look at their homes. Look at the government, look at the businesses, everything going crazy because the men are weak. They have to return back to their natural state of being and operate from perfect love. And perfect love casts out fear. And then they'll be able to stand up and tell the truth. And because the truth, when given to you by God, is perfect. And it's a light unto your feet. It's amazing. And I noticed that the average man act like a woman because he's taking on his mother's identity. He must be born again. Must be born again. Men and women got to overcome mama, return to the Father. Men represent God on earth. They are the sons. And I keep saying this over and over again, and there are people who are getting it. That's for sure. There are people who are getting it. But every man in America is under attack today, especially if he has money and power. And the black man, they don't really care about him anymore. He has no power, no money, no nothing. He can't even think for himself, do for himself, or anything. He's already been wiped out. But any black man that has power and wealth or what seemed to be status, popularity, they're going after him too. There was some woman out of Arizona, I think she's either a congresswoman or a senator, who all of a sudden claimed that she was sexually assaulted in the military or something. A Republican woman. I'll get that story for you. But so many of these things are coming out now, I don't believe them anymore. It reminds me of black people crying racism for everything. It reminds me of the radical homosexuals crying whatever they cry, homosexualism or something. It's the same kind of thing. Once you allow evil to accuse and you give in to the accusations, it's never going to stop until you stop it. And woe unto the men who are agreeing with this, these women who are accusing these men. You're not supposed to believe someone just because they said it. You're innocent until proven guilty. Nowadays in America, every man is guilty. And how does he prove his innocence? It's mind-blowing. This has to stop. Because if you destroy the men out there in the government, in the schools, they've already done it in their homes. It's over. Look at the black community. It's a perfect example. It has nothing to do with color. It's the spirit. It's the order. And they don't like, Satan doesn't like that the man is leading because he can't get in there. If Adam doesn't give in, then Satan can't get in. Men got to be honest and wake up real fast and stand up and speak up and don't go along with this stuff. The women and children need you. They need you. They're knocking the men out and bringing in some of the worst ideas and the worst things. Everything that's raw, they're bringing it in as though it's right. And they're taking the men out of schools and homes and government and bringing in radical homosexuals. They're bringing in transgender people. Look what's happening. They're bringing in people who are Muslims. They're bringing in, look at the problem with Ilan, whatever her name is. I said back then, the Muslim woman out of Michigan, wherever she came from, they should have never voted in a Muslim into our government. This woman don't love Christians in America, and she doesn't love the Jews. She hates the Jews. She support Hamas. Why would you think she would support you? And you voted in your own destruction. And I understand it's happening because the men are not there to stop it. It's amazing what's happened to the mindset of men today as well. It's like dealing with women in all honesty. Mind-blowing. Anyway, my biblical question, what are the steps to believing in Jesus? What are the steps to believing in Jesus? There are steps to it. There's a story out. This is a man by the name of R. Kelly. And R. Kelly is a musician, a singer or something out of R&B singer, I think, out of Illinois. Been around for a while. I'm not an R. Kelly fan at all. I don't like him or dislike him. I just know who he is because I've seen him in the media. I've heard his music at different events and things like that. And the black people love him. They love him. And apparently R. Kelly been accused of having sex with different women and stuff like that. And that's not a surprise because when you're an entertainer, whether it's a singer, actor, whatever, the women go after you. Like, now they're going north. They really do. And because they think they're going to get power and money, so they're willing to do whatever it takes to get it, Well, apparently R. Kelly been dealing with a lot of women. Now these women are starting to accuse him. I don't know if it's true or not, but they are accusing him. And because he has been able to survive for so long, the accusations, they're literally trying to bring him down, it seems. And I don't hear any of the women taking responsibility for their action with R. Kelly. They had to come from somewhere, some kind of way. Men don't go out and just drag women in out of their homes or wherever they come from, right? You don't hear what the women are doing to get with these men. In the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, it would be discussed both ways. Well, what did you do to get in this situation? Whether it's to the man about the woman or the woman about the man. But now it's totally one-sided. And everybody pretended like the women are so innocent. He beat me. How did you end up with him? It's amazing.